Chapter 98. I could only wonder about the causes and the full extent of Mary Wagner's mental illness and the obvious torment and stress it was putting on her. There certainly hadn't been any time for a meaningful psych evaluation, and my part in the investigation was coming to an end now, whether I liked it or not. And to be honest, I had mixed feelings. By early that afternoon, Mary's state of mind was a moot point. LAPD's search of her house had turned up a holy trinity of evidence. A Walther PPK discovered under a blanket in her attic crawl space had already shown a preliminary ballistic match to the weapon used in murders. CSI had also found half a dozen sheets of children's stickers, and most significant, stolen family photographs from Marty Lowenstein Bell's office and Susie Cartulis's purse. Both Michael Bell and Giovanni Cartulis had positively identified the photos as having belonged to their murdered wives. And best of all, most important anyway, Fred Van Allsburg told the small group of agents assembled in his office, 12 o'clock came and went today without incident. No new victim, no new email. It's over. I think I can safely say that. The mood was grimly congratulatory. Just about everyone was glad to leave this one behind, but the details of the case would haunt most of the team for some time, just as the D.C. sniper case still lingered in the J. Edgar Hoover building back east. It's an unsatisfying and unpleasant feeling, but also part of what drives us to do better. Alex, we owe you one on this, Van Allsburg finally came over to me. Your work on the case was invaluable.